wherever they go. Every year when the graduates' parents send me their pictures, I look at these pictures and I get a lump in my throat. I start having tears coming down my eyes as I sit in front of my computer and I put this slideshow together, because I'm just reminded of just how short and how quick life goes by and how short life is. The book of James says that life is but a vapor. It's a mist. It's a puff of smoke. It's so quick. The psalmist says in chapter 90, verse 12, he says, "Teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And I know that we number years by our birthdays, but this psalmist is saying every day is important. Every moment matters in life. I know there's sometimes in my mind, I'll make this statement, that don't matter. That really don't matter. That don't matter. But the psalmist is saying moments matter, because all our little moments, they add up and they shape and form who we are today. And so all these moments up until this time has shaped and formed these graduates' hearts and our hearts too. So our moments matter. I hope that you're blessed as you watch this, and you'll see just how cute they were as babies. They were cuter than Japanese babies, fat Japanese babies. And then, and now, they're beautiful young men and young women. Y'all enjoy. Man, wasn't that good? I just love to see people's lives and how they've grown, and very proud of them, and seeing their families, and it's just really, really moving. So at this time, some of y'all know these graduates, some of you don't. So at this time, we're kind of going to introduce each one of them, just so you can see their face, who they are, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of information about them so you can kind of get to know them, and also give them a little gift from the church, just to let them know just how proud we are of them, okay? All right, so at this time, Samuel, come on up. This is Samuel Brazil. Samuel's favorite Bible verse is Psalms 29:11. Samuel's going to be graduating from Woodmont High School. His favorite Bible verse is Psalms 29:11. The Lord gives his people strength. The Lord blesses his people with peace, because it reminds me not to lash out when I'm mad. That's why it's his favorite Bible verse. Samuel's favorite Bible story is when Jesus is tempted by the devil, because it reminds him that it's not a sin to be tempted. And we can have, we can overcome temptation through the Word of God. God is currently teaching Samuel to be patient and have patience with others. And by the way, I love the transparency of these graduates. For them to get up and admit what they're struggling with and what God's teaching them, that speaks volumes. So thank y'all for doing that. Samuel's advice he would like to pass down is this: include parents on big decisions, because they know what's best most of the time. I mean, you didn't have to add that in there. All right. Samuel enjoys hanging out with his friends. Samuel played football at Woodmont, and Samuel's future plans are going to include him going to Greenville Tech, taking HVAC, and then Trial County Tech for lineman school, and having a career as a lineman. Samuel, we're very proud of you, bud. Don't spend this all in one place, all right? And we love you, proud of you. Congratulations. All right, our next graduate is Vance Lucas Clark. I told Vance, not too many people look good with long hair and short hair. But he pulls it off, long hair. He looked like Fabio up there in his picture with at the ocean. And now he looks like Tom Cruise, good-looking guy, all right? Vance is graduating from Woodmont High School. Vance's favorite Bible verse is Psalms 23:4. Even though I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Vance said that this verse reminds him that even in the midst of difficult times, God is always with him and provides comfort and protection and provision. Vance's favorite Bible story is the story of Job. It reminds him that even in the midst of difficult times, God is still with him and has a plan for his life. He said it inspires him to trust in God's faithfulness and love, even when he doesn't understand the circumstances that he may be facing. Right now, currently, God is teaching Vance to trust in him and not to worry about the future, because he is in control. Like Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Vance's advice that he would like to leave behind is listen to your parents and be good. His hobbies are playing guitar and cooking. His extracurricular are band and theater. Vance's future plans is to study mathematics at USC and be a, how'd you say that? I'm sorry, how'd you say it? Actuary. I had to look that up because I thought it had something to do with theater, and it has nothing to do with acting or theater. Actuary. And if you know what that is, good job. You must do good on your SAT. All right? And be a part of the Carolina band. Y'all give it up for Mr. Vance Clark. Our next graduate is Miss Summer Christ. Miss Summer is graduating from Palmetto High School. Summer's favorite Bible verse is Romans 12:2. It says, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." This is her favorite Bible verse because it encompasses how to live your life for the Lord in your everyday walk. Summer's favorite Bible story is Esther because it proves that even a woman has the ability to achieve greatness as long as she stays strong in her relationship with Christ. Currently, God is teaching Summer that keeping her mind set on God has much more worth than putting her mind on the materialistic. The advice Summer would like to give is don't put yourself in a box. Instead, go after things that might challenge you because growth is key to success. Summer enjoys reading, being outside, yoga, listening to music, and having fun with her friends and family. Summer played softball, volleyball, and ran cross country as a Palmetto Lady Mustang. Summer's future plan is to be a future zoologist and study animals in their natural habitat. She'll be attending Brevard College to play softball to pursue a degree in biology. This is Summer Christ, everybody. Good job. Cody Lane Horton. Cody is graduating from Woodmont High School. Cody's favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 16:9. It says, "A person's heart plans his way, but the Lord determines his step." He said he likes this verse because he believes it's wise to plan for the future while allowing God to guide you and change whatever plans he desires. His favorite Bible story is David and Goliath. God takes the impossible, makes it possible. Anything is possible with God. God is teaching Cody in this moment of his life to be patient, and good things will come. Cody's advice that he would like to give is learn how to pay attention. Listen to your elders, and you will be successful. Cody enjoys racing, hunting, fishing, loving every day, and he played football at Woodmont. While playing football at Woodmont, he won Defensive Player of the Week. Cody plans on working for the family business, Prime Septic, after high school. If anyone needs their septic tank pump, call Cody at Prime Septic. If you mention the grad service, 5% discount. Y'all give it up for Cody Horton. Mark Alexander Schatz. Mark is graduating from Brazier Middle College Charter High School. Mark's favorite Bible verse is Isaiah 41:10. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." He says he likes this verse because it tells us no matter what we go through, God is still with us, and he will help us through whatever the world throws at us. Mark's favorite Bible story is found in Judges chapter 3 and 4, when Ehud stabs the king and loses his dagger in the king's fat. He says he likes this story because it seems like something that came out of a movie, but it isn't. It was real, and it's something that was written in the Bible. Mark is learning how to be slow to anger. Mark says, "Unfortunately, it is something that I'm working on, but I've gotten a lot better as I have grown physically, emotionally, and spiritually." Mark enjoys hunting, fishing, playing football, coaching football, and hiking. Mark played football all 4 years in high school, refereed and coached basketball teams, was a swim instructor and a summer camp counselor. Mark is pursuing a major in welding with a minor in business. He says he hopes to have that all finished up in a little over a year since he's been taking dual enrollment classes at Greenville Tech while finishing high school. Y'all give it up for Mark Schatz. Awkward hug. Our next graduate, Alexa Riley Simpson. Alexa is graduating from Woodmont High School. Alexa's favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Alexa's favorite Bible story is Noah's Ark, because the story demonstrates the importance of staying faithful and righteous to the Lord, as well as God's promise of salvation to each and every follower of Christ. Currently, God is teaching Alexa to grow stronger in her faith. While she may have the fear of what the future holds, the Lord is with her through it all, and he is the one in control. Alexa played lacrosse in high school and is committed to playing lacrosse at Southern Wesleyan University. Alexa plans to go for a graduate's degree in pre-veterinary. Funny story, she's got a different envelope, and it's a Christmas envelope. Sorry about that. I sealed her envelope, and then I realized I didn't put her gift in it. And so I had a moment, do I not put her gift in it and keep it, or do I rip it open? So sorry about the manger scene, but it's what's on the inside that counts. Y'all give it up for Alexa. Oh, yeah, hold up, come here. Come here. Yeah. I always wondered what Alexa looked like. She turns on our music every day at our house, and I make her, Alexa, turn on our, Now I know. Good job. So right now, we're going to have two of our graduates have the courage to come up here and speak. It's been a while since I've had graduates choose to do that, and we have two great, awesome graduates that's going to come. I'll tell you this about them. I think highly of every single graduate, and I love each and every one of y'all. Summer Chris is going to come, and I look at Summer, and come on up here, Summer. And I think, man, I've got four girls. And if my four girls turn out to be like Summer, I'd be a happy father. She comes from an unbelievable home, got great parents. Summer just didn't get it at church. She got it in her home. And so very proud of Summer. I'm in awe of Summer. I've already heard her speak twice. This year, at the end of the year, she spoke at a FCA event, and right after the event, she had a softball game, and the only thing I knew to tell her was, Summer, you just knocked it out of the park with your speech. And then she spoke at her softball game, and something totally different, and I was just amazed how she was able to do that in front of her peers, fans, family, and also it was on senior night, too, so she had a lot of pressure there, but y'all give it up for Miss Summer Chris.
Hi, everybody. So, as you may know, my name's Summer Chris, and I am a graduating senior at Palmetto High School. And throughout my time in high school, I have learned so much, whether it was academically or personally. My ultimate takeaway from high school, though, is to always be growing. Growth is key when it comes to achieving anything. As a freshman and a sophomore, I was stuck in the same routine, in the same motion. And it was not a routine that was helping me to grow. Instead, it was actually stunting my growth. During this time, I had my focus off of God. And I was filled with worldly desires of being friends with the right people or any other materialistic ideals such as that. I was never satisfied with anything. And then it finally hit me that I could never be satisfied when I have my gaze off of God. In this realization, I started to read God's word every day. And by doing this, I was actually growing in knowledge that was going to help me. I gained the wisdom of the book of Matthew, telling me to love my neighbor as myself. I gained the encouragement of the book of Isaiah, telling me not to fear, for God is with me. I gained a purpose from the book of Mark, telling me to proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. In all of this, I saw a positive growth in my school life as well. Because I opened up more, I got to love more people, and I got to appreciate the differences in each and every one of them. Finally, I have surrounded myself with people who want to help me grow and have redirected my gaze so that I can realize God's love that shines through them as well. I found myself being confident enough to say yes to experiences, even if I didn't have somebody to do it with, because I knew that God never leaves my side. Also, thank you to my parents, because I know that I did not make your job easy all the time, but I hope that I have made you proud. And I know that I would not be where I am now if I did not have your support with me by my side as well. As I move on to Brevard College, I hope to keep growing in knowledge. As a biology major, it will be tough at times to proclaim the gospel without being persecuted. But since I have a solid foundation from my church community, from when I started in fourth grade and y'all took me in as a family, till now where I'm in the high school girls group, where I feel heard and seen every single time I see y'all, I can rely on the love and support from each and every one. By staying strong in my relationship with God, He will never leave me feeling empty, broken, and unsatisfied. With God, I can grow into the strong, lively, passionate young woman that I am meant to be. Thank you.
All right, and our next graduate is Mark Schatz. Come on up, Mark. Mark's a man's man. He's tough. He's a football player. And again, I'll say the same thing about Mark. I have two young boys of my own, and I know his parents. He comes from a great godly family as well. Was raised to fear the Lord and love the Lord. And, man, if my two boys could grow up, be like Mark, I'd be a happy father also. Good job, Mark.
My bad. How far do I need to hold this thing away from my face? All right. Hey, y'all. My name is Mark Schatz, if y'all didn't know that. I'm fixing to graduate from Brazier, just right up the road. And so, obviously, I messed up my knee on a dirt bike the other day while camping with a couple buddies. And so, while I was laying in my car all night because hopping up in my hammock just hurt too bad, the thought came to me that, you know, having good, godly friends has really gotten me pretty far in high school. And then another thought came to me that even godly friends sometimes give you pretty bad advice. So as it says in Proverbs 27, verse 17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. This means that the people you hang around with directly correlates to how you act and how you turn out in life. Fortunately for me, I was blessed enough to play for a relatively Christian football team. And so those guys are some of my best friends, and they have really just helped keep me accountable for whatever I might go through, whatever I have gone through in high school, and just been really good guys for me. And I have some buddies at school that play for, you know, not Christian football teams, and I'm not saying this is everybody, but for certain people, if you don't surround yourself with Christian people, you start going down the wrong path. And so that is something that I've learned in high school, is how to pick, how to decipher between good godly friends and not good godly friends. And like I say, it's very clear to see those guys who have not versus the guys who do surround themselves with good godly guys. And as it says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned through high school, is how to decipher between good friends and bad friends. And the temptation to hang out with the wrong crowd is very strong, but because of the accountability that I have with those guys, my good buddies, they help me to stay true. So to all like the younger guys, it's going to be very hard, especially once you get into high school, to decide who to hang out with. But just make sure you get a good group of Christian guys, because that'll take you far. And also, I want to say thank you to Mom and Dad for helping me in that too, even though a couple times I've asked to go hang out with some people, and 9 times out of 10, when they say this guy's a bad dude, they're probably right, even though sometimes I Didn't think so. So thank you. And so, yeah, that's about it. Thank y'all for.
So, man, aren't these some sharp cheddar cheese balls right here? I mean, they're just, sorry, I didn't know what to say after sharp cookies, I guess. Very proud of y'all. Thank y'all for coming up here and sharing. Thank y'all, too, for sharing your bio so the church could, you know, get to know y'all a little bit more. After the church, they'll be glad to share their Venmo with y'all if you want to send them some money or anything. They'll be happy to do that. Real quick, I had a sermon prepared, and then I just got to calculating everything yesterday afternoon, and I realized, yeah, I ain't going to have time to preach that, so I'm going to save it for another day. Aren't y'all glad God spoke to me in that way? But I do have a little devotion, and all I'm going to use is these simple little products that I got at the Dollar Tree. One of y'all throw me your Frisbee. I'm going to use that too. We use these as seat savers this morning, so I'm going to use that. So this morning, just real quick, a little quick devotion, spiritual lessons from a helium balloon, a Frisbee, and a boomerang. This helium balloon, what makes it rise? What makes it fly? Is it the balloon itself? Is it the decorations? Is it the plastic? Or is it what's on the inside? And we all know it's what's on the inside. If I had a balloon right here, blew it up with my hot air, and threw it up, it would fall. But when you got helium in it, it's going to rise. And so, graduates, who's on the inside of us? Is it Jesus? Trust in the one who never grows weak, never grows weary, because we do. We grow weak and weary, and he'll be the one to strengthen us. He's the one that helps us rise and fly when we go through persecutions in life. Isaiah 40, 28 through 31 says this, "The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak, strength to the powerless. Even the youth will become weak and tired. Young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength." Some of y'all's translation may say, "Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run, not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." And it's not because they're gifted. It's not because they're talented. It's all because of who they got on the inside. The one who gives us the strength is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The second one's a Frisbee. We know the purpose of a Frisbee. The purpose of a Frisbee is to fly, all right? But we use Frisbees for different things. We can use it for a hat. We can use it for a plate to eat off of. We can use it for a seat saver. We can use it for, if you're on the beach, I've used them to dig holes with when I didn't have a shovel, all right? But we all know the purpose, the real purpose, is for this thing to fly. And the purpose for all of our lives is to worship God, to tell others about him, and make disciples. I love what Jesus said and the story of the Good Samaritan. In Luke chapter 10, 25 through 28, it says this, "On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. 'Teacher,' he asked, 'what must I do to inherit eternal life?'" And if you're here today, that's the most important question that you need the answer to. That's the most important question you need to ask to yourself. How do I inherit eternal life? And you need to find the answer to that question. "What is written in the law?" Jesus asked. "How do you read it?" he answered. He says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. And then he said this, "Do this and live." And y'all, that's our purpose. That's where we're going to find the most fulfillment in our lives, whether it's pumping septic tanks or being a zoologist or being an actuary, all right? Whatever God calls you to be, we're to worship him, praise him, tell others about him, and make disciples of him. And when we do that, there's where we're going to find our true satisfaction. Matthew 28, 19 and 20 says, "Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." And our last one is a boomerang. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I've never thrown a boomerang and it come back to me, all right? I always get the cheap boomerangs. Sorry, these came from Dollar General, too. I mean, not even Dollar General, Dollar Tree, all right? So good luck. I hope they work. I don't know if they will or not. But boomerangs, the purpose of a boomerang is to throw it, and it's supposed to come back to you, all right? And with that thought, I think about sowing and reaping and what the Bible teaches about sowing and reaping. Sowing speaks of your activity, your actions. It can be good or bad. We're all constantly sowing. We're all constantly throwing our life out there. And what comes back is what we sow. The reaping is the result, the consequence, the fruit of what you've done. Galatians 6, 7, and 9 says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. You will either reap the blessings of God because you did it His way, or you'll reap the consequences because you did it your way and you left Him out." All right? And that's every day in our lives. For eternity, we'll either reap the blessing of heaven because we placed our faith in Jesus Christ, or we'll reap the consequence of hell due to ignoring such a great salvation. And that's the boomerang effect. We reap what we sow. And so, graduates, I want to just encourage you to be a helium balloon. Be filled with Him. He'll fly you. He'll rise you. He will allow you to go through the storms in this life, to rise above the circumstances, only through His strength. Be a frisbee. Fly. Be what you were made to do. Worship Him. Tell others about Him. Make disciples. And never forget the law of the boomerang. What we reap, we will sow. Let's pray. God, we love you. Thank you so good. Thank you so much for leaving your home in heaven. God, you left heaven kind of like a boomerang, kind of like a frisbee, and you came down here and you lived your life, a perfect life. You died a criminal's death, hung on a cross, was buried in a tomb, was risen from a grave. And like a boomerang, you returned back to your home. You ascended, and like a frisbee, you'll come back. You'll fly back to get us one day. And I pray that we will just be mindful of that. We would think about that. We would think about eternity. And Lord, show us just the brevity of our life, how short it is, and how this moment right here, it matters on what we decide to do with eternity, what we decide to do with Jesus. And so, Lord, I just pray that your Holy Spirit would be at work of people who need you. I pray your Holy Spirit's at work with people who already have you but are walking through a storm or a crisis, and they need your wisdom. Lord, I thank you for pouring out your wisdom upon these graduates. Thank you for giving them your wisdom to walk through everything that they're walking through and the lessons that you're teaching them. I pray that they'll continue to just rely upon you and your wisdom and everything. They would depend on you in life, Lord. Jesus, again, thank you for being so good. Thank you for the celebration, all the celebrations that we have celebrated today. from baptism, from graduation, from celebrating families who have feared the Lord, who have raised their children to love you and in their home. And may that be an encouragement to us who still have children that haven't graduated yet, that hadn't left their nest yet. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would be mindful of that. We would be intentional and purposeful in raising our children to love you. And I just pray your Holy Spirit would lead us to do that. Lord, let us continue our celebration. May these graduates continue to celebrate today with their family and friends. And we love you again, Jesus. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. And we love you. Amen. And the church said amen. Y'all have a great day. And we'll see y'all when we see you.